being great. I think from what I heard of last year's team, I know that these guys came in great shape. And other than DeAndre, everyone's healthy. Everyone's ready to go.
Tomorrow night, the SBL All-Stars, what are you hoping to get out of that?
Well, the number one thing is I want to find out where we are as a team. I want to assess where we are after the game. We will film it, and we'll have a barometer of where we are, what we need to work on, and we'll study that film very closely. But the number one thing is we want to execute offensively and really get after it defensively, and again, kind of get a barometer to where we are as a team.
Have you been speaking to Trev much while he's been away?
Yeah, we're in constant contact, and obviously he's got his hands full with the Boomers, and they're doing extremely well, but he knows exactly what's going on here. We have a detailed practice plan every day. We talk about it, and we talk about where we are as a team.
Where's DeAndre at the moment?
He's he'll be fine. He had surgery on his elbow, and hopefully that rehab will come quickly. He's a young guy in good shape, and we don't see it being a problem.
What's his progress going to be, or program going to be like when he gets back?
Well, he's already moving the elbow. We will talk to physios and the doctors and get him on a program where we should be getting him back on the floor maybe in 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, so in terms of running and that sort of thing, he'll be able to run when he gets back?
Yeah, he can do a number of things. He can work on his left arm. Obviously, he can work on his core strength and his legs. And again, I think the elbow should come back quickly. And being a young guy who's already in good shape, I think that hopefully this will be minimal time off the floor.
In terms of fitting into the offense and defense and all that sort of stuff, do you still put him through walkthroughs and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, and we have him at every practice. We talk to him about what we're doing as a team. He's watching it and understanding what we're doing. And he had a pretty good grasp of what we were doing before he went in for surgery. So, again, I don't think it's going to be much of a setback.
Yeah, so not much of a disruption then to the team, you don't think?
No. He's got a very high basketball IQ. And, again, he's at every practice. We talk to him about the drills we're running and what we're trying to accomplish, and I think he understands.
Is it too early to say whether he'll play that first game against New Zealand?
We hope to get him there. It's probably too early to say, but again, I think that the kind of shape he came in, the fact that we have some great people working with him, that's our plan, is to get him to be on the floor.
How about some of your other guys that have come back? Sean Redditch being away, has he come back in a pretty good shape?
Sean's in fantastic shape. He played Puerto Rico, but we only had him just sit out the first week of practice. But again, he watched it. He's been here for so long. He knows what we're doing, and he's the pro's pro. In fantastic shape, and actually all the guys are in good shape, so very happy to report that the progress has been great. We're in good shape, we're ready to play.
Damian Martin had a little Achilles niggle a while back. He's all good at the moment?
Yeah, he's fine, a little bit of soreness, but he's again a very professional guy. He takes care of it, gets to his appointments, does the rehab, and I see no setback whatsoever.
Is it about managing some of his workloads with the soreness like that? Do you have to leave him out of the session here and there?
Yeah. With these guys, and the fact that they are very professional, they know their bodies, we listen to them. And, if they say, look, I'm going to take it easy today, or I'd like a little bit of rest, we listen to that. We let them take some time off. But for the most part, all the guys are practicing in all of our training sessions.
Just your experience here, have you enjoyed your time so far?
Oh, I love it. It's a beautiful place to spend some time, and it's a great group of guys to coach.
Any update on what you might do when you finish up here?
I've got some opportunities overseas that my agent's keeping me abreast of, but in the meantime, I'm just it's all Perth Wildcats right now.
How helpful have some of your assistants been here, like the two Adams?
I can tell you that this team is in great hands with Trevor, and both Adams have been great. Jamie's been here for a couple weeks. He's going to be a great addition, and this team is in great hands going forward.
Got anything to add?
Yeah, in terms of this week's game, do you do much of a scout on the SBL guys, or is it more just about us?
Some of our players know the guys on the SBL All-Stars. Obviously, my coaching staff does as well, so we don't have a scouting report per se, but we know what they'll run, what the strengths and weaknesses of each individual players are. But this is all about the Perth Wildcats and where we are as a team, and to find out what we need to work on, our strengths and our weaknesses, and just kind of get that barometer of where we are, and then go from here.